Of that situation and circumstances. I can see him fighting on my battle. I can see him bringing on my miracle. My God is a miracle God. What about you? My God is a miracle God. Yes, I know him. My God is a miracle God. He will never fail. He has never failed. He will do what he says he will do. I can see him fighting on my battle. I can see him walking in my favor. I can see him bringing on my miracles. He will do what he says he will do. There is no one like our God. There's no other God that can be compared with our God. Ko seni to to Olorun wa. Ko seni ta le fiwe. Ko seni to dabi re. Olori ogun. Ajagun segun. Asegun fun ni ma fiti bon se. Eru jeje leti okun oko farao. Oba to gbogun farao mi bi okele ba. Ah. Ko seni to dabi re. Ta lo to Ta lo ju e lo Ta lo to e Ta lo ju e lo Laye la ru ko si o Ta lo to e Olorun wa Laye la ru ko si o Ta lo ju e lo. There is no one like our God, the miracle worker. Jehovah, the man of war. Jehovah that is great in battle. Our God is Jehovah, the ever conquering king. The ever winning God, the one that has not lost a battle and will never lose a battle. There is none to be compared with him. Incomparable God is our God. Ta-lo-to-a. There is none like you, our Father, our God. There is none like you. No one else can touch our lives as you do. We could search throughout eternity long and find there is none like you. Daddy, there is none like you in our lives. There is none we can compare with you in our lives. You are the mighty God. You are the greatest God. You are our loving Father. You are our caring God, merciful God, faithful God, gracious God you are. We thank you, O God, for by your Spirit we were made, by your breath we are alive. Thank you because you are the strength of our lives. Thank you because you are our sustainers. Thank you, O Lord, because you are the preserver of our souls. Daddy, we appreciate you for this privilege, even to be called your people. Thank you because you called us your own. Thank you because we are the royal priesthood. Oh, we are the special people in your eyes that you have chosen, O Lord, even to declare your glory in the land of the living. Thank you, Daddy, for this love that you have towards us. Thank you because you never abandoned us. Thank you because you always watch over us. Thank you because you know everything about us. Thank you because you are the one even that sustains us even up to this moment. If it were to be for the enemy don't want us to be. Oh, the enemy of our soul do not want us to be alive. But thank you for your mercy that endures forever. The scripture says, if God has not shown us mercy, we will have been consumed. Father, we thank you for your mercy that you did it, Lord, also, Lord, and even for blessing us with all physical, spiritual, emotional, psychological blessings, oh Lord, that no money can buy. Daddy, we appreciate you. We say, be thou exalted in Jesus' name. Our Father and our God, we have come onto this mountain of power tonight to be empowered by you, oh Lord. Daddy, we receive open heaven, even for revelation knowledge, oh Lord, that will help us to continue our Christian journey, that will help us to be successful in this life journey, that will make us to be that which you want us to be, that will make us to have deeper relationship with you. That do we appreciate you, oh Lord, that even by the power of your revelation knowledge given unto us on this mountain tonight, that the people will know you in our lives, they will respect you in our lives, they will honor you in our lives, in the name of Jesus. Your great name, Jehovah, shall be honored in our lives every day, every moment, everywhere we find ourselves. In the mighty name of Jesus, we decree and declare, the earth is yours and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. For you have founded it upon the sea and established upon the floods. Who shall ascend unto the hills of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place? He who have a clean hands and a pure heart, who has not lifted up his soul to vanity, nor sown deceitfully. The same shall receive blessings from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek it, that seek their face, O God of Jacob. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be lift up your everlasting doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be lift up your everlasting doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts of heaven's army. He is the King of glory over our gathering of tonight, over our lives individually and collectively. In the name of Jesus, oh, we bind every principalities and powers, every prince of passions that rules in nation, in state, in city, in vicinity, that this message is being transmitted at this time. We render them useless concerning our prayers of tonight. That Lord, as we pray, answer will come down. There shall be be manifestation of answered prayers in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, King of Glory, for every soul on this mountain, you will give unto us, O Lord, even the tongue of the learned. Father, as we decree in your presence, as we will declare upon our lives, even in your hearing tonight, so you will do unto us in the name of Jesus. And our lives will never remain the same. Our life will bring glory and honor to your name in the mighty name of Jesus. Through our lives, oh God, what people will see you do in our lives, they will come to the saving knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. So shall it be that our life, oh Lord, we impart lives for Christ in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, King of Glory. Jesus, mighty name we pray. Amen, 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 and amen. Hallelujah. Almighty God, your name is excellent. Your name is wonderful. Great in heaven and on earth. We join our voices together with the host of heaven and declare that holy, 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 the Lord Almighty, who was and who is to come, according to Revelation chapter 4 verse 8. Our awesome God, we bow down and worship you. Above every other gods, we worship your majesty, because you are the King of all kings and the Lord of all lords. According to Psalm 95 verse 6 that says, oh come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker in reverence, praise and prayer. Our Lord and our Maker, we are in your presence on this mountain of power, in total reverence of your praise and in supplication unto you, the God of all flesh. In Jesus' mighty name we have come, in Jesus' name, that you will pray, O Lord, that in no wise you will cast us away, because we are covered with the blood of Jesus. That you will thank you, our Father who art in heaven. We are here with our praises and prayers. Please establish your kingdom in our midst tonight, in the name of Jesus, our Father and our Maker. Let your will be done in our midst as it is written concerning tonight in heaven. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. My brothers and my sisters, Hebrews 4:16 says, let us then fearlessly and confidently and boldly draw near to the throne of grace, the throne of God's unmerited favor to us sinners, that we may receive mercy for our failures and find grace to help in good time for every need, appropriate help and well-timed help, coming just when we need it. This is loaded. When we come to God, we must come boldly. And I believe everyone on this mountain tonight, we have come boldly to receive mercy. And by God's mercy, we will find grace for help, so that our help will come from God and it will be a well-timed help, just as the time we need it, in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare that fearlessly and confidently, we have come to the throne of grace tonight, and so shall it be in the name of Jesus. No one will come with doubt or fear in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare that we will receive mercy from our Father regarding all failures at the throne of grace tonight, regardless of all the sin, our sin known and unknown, sin of commission and omission. By the mercy of God, we will receive forgiveness for all sins, for all our failures in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare at the throne tonight, we will find grace to get help timely for all our needs, physical and spiritual, emotional, psychological, and even financially, health-wise, in the mighty name of Jesus. God will reward us because faithfully we have come unto him, believing that he exists and he is worthy to seek after. According to Hebrews 11:6, that says, you can never please God without faith, without depending on him. Anyone who wants to come to God must believe that there is a God and that he rewards those who sincerely look for him. I decree and declare that as we have come faithfully unto God tonight, we will please him in the name of Jesus. Our appearances before him will please him. I decree and declare that as we have come, depending on Him only, we will please Him in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare that because we believed that God exists and come unto Him, He will reward every moment in His presence tonight unto you and unto me in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare that because we have come to seek Him sincerely, our reward shall be great for others to see Christ in us, for others to see His blessing is in us in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen, 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 and amen. Hallelujah. Brethren, the Lord our God is greater than that enemy and those enemies in the land of our lives. Even that individual or group of people that God allowed to invade your land by land and our life, because we have displeased and turned away from Him one way or the other, because of God's faithfulness and His faithful love towards you and me, God is coming against that man or group of people like He did against King Gog, that He allowed to invade and attack Israel, just like He did unto Assyria in the book of Isaiah chapter 10 verse 5 that says, "Woe to Assyria, the rod of my anger against Israel, the staff in whose hand is my indignation and fury against Israel's disobedience." Almighty God, please do not use us. Do not use any members of our household as rod of your anger against anyone, against any group of people in the name of Jesus. I believe you understand that God used Gog. He used him even to discipline His people because of their disobedience. But God, because of His abundant love and because He's of unfailing love towards Israel, He disciplined even that instrument, Assyria, that He used as rod of His anger. Almighty God, please do not make us or ours as the staff in whose hand your fury and wrath is against your people for any reason, at any time, for their disobedience in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. As we go through tonight's test, we will know God in a new way and be empowered by our knowledge of Him. And we will see what God said concerning King Gog and the judgment He brought upon him and his armies. And so He will do unto anyone that represents King Gog in our life, in our land, in any areas of our life, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen, 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 and amen. Our text for tonight is the book of Ezekiel. Ezekiel chapter 38, verse 1 to 2 says, "The word of the Lord came to me. He said, Son of man, look towards Gog in the land of Magog. He is the most important leader of the nations of Meshech and Tubal. Speak for me against Gog." Almighty God, merciful Father, tonight, speak against everyone that represents King Gog in our lives, in the lives of our family members, in the mighty name of Jesus. Tonight, Almighty God, merciful Father, speak against the important leader in the camp of our enemies. Tonight, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen, amen, and amen. Verse 3 to 4 of that same Ezekiel 38 says, "Tell him that this is what the Lord God says, Gog, you are the most important leader of the nation of Meshech and Tubal, but I am against you. I will capture you and bring you back. I will bring you back all the men in your army, all the horses and all soldiers. I will put hooks in your mouth and I will bring all of you back. All the soldiers will be wearing their uniforms with all their shields and sword." Almighty God, merciful Father, because of your unfailing love towards us that it can never come to an end, tonight, be against the great leader of our enemies, wherever they may be, at any level, at any rank, in the mighty name of Jesus. Merciful God, because of your unfailing love towards us, put hooks in the mouth of the leaders in the camp of our enemies and all his armies in the name of Jesus. Disgrace them tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Verses 5 to 6 reads, soldiers from Persia, Ethiopia, and Put will be with them. They will all be wearing their shield and helmet. There will also be Goma with all his group of soldiers. And there will be the nation of Togarma from the far north with all his groups of soldiers. There will be many people in that parade of prisoners. Let me tell you, this is the coming together of nations, of warriors, of soldiers against the people of God, the Israel. I pray, Almighty God, merciful God, because you are Jehovah, there is none like unto you. There is none to be compared with you. Tonight, let all our enemies be arrayed in their weaponry and be shamefully paraded as prisoners in the name of Jesus with all their weapons of war. Daddy, let them be put to shame. Render them useless and powerless. The coming together of the evil ones concerning us, concerning our family members. Daddy, today, in the mighty name of Jesus, let them parade with shame in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, amen, amen, and amen. Verse 7 to verse 8 says, be prepared. Yes, prepare yourself and the armies that have joined with you. This is what God is saying, talking to Gog. You must watch and be ready, Gog. You are their leader in crime. I decree and declare that you and myself and members of our household will not be chosen as leader in crime at any time in the name of Jesus. We will not be chosen as leader in the hand of God, even to punish God's people for any reasons in the name of Jesus. After a long time, you will be called for duty. This is God talking to God. Now I say, God, our God is unsearchable. Our God is unquestionable. In the latter years, you will come into the land that has been healed from war. The people in that land were gathered from many nations and brought back to the mountain of Israel. In the past, the mountain of Israel has been destroyed again and again. But these people will come back from those other nations. They all we have lived in safety. They all we have lived in safety. You see, God is telling God, prepare yourself, because I know I scattered my people to other nations, and Israel has been destroyed again and again. But my brothers and my sisters, this happened because of disobedience to God's voice. Disobedience to God's voice is a terrible sin, and forgetting him comes with God's anger. Prophet Samuel told the Israelites in 1 Samuel chapter 12 verse 15 that, but if you don't listen to the Lord, if you refuse to do what the Lord says, it will be against you. The Lord will destroy you and your king. I decree and declare, by the grace and mercy of God, we and all ours will listen to the Lord's voice above any other voices in the name of Jesus. When God tells us to do something, we will not listen to the voice of people above God's voice. Remember what happened to King Saul. He listened to the advice of the people. And when God sent his servant Samuel to him, what is it that you have done? That I'm hearing the bleaching of the goats at the back. And he said, because the people say, because the people say, I decree and declare that we and all ours will not refuse to do what the Lord asks us to do at any time for any reason in the mighty name of Jesus. And the name of Jesus, we will not sin against God by disobeying his voice, by listening to the voice of man above that of God in the name of Jesus. Merciful God, by your unfailing love that is always with us and our household members, do not take healing and restoration of health away from us and from ours in the name of Jesus, because God did not take it lightly with them. The Bible said because of that, Israel was destroyed again and again. And he said that though they live where they go safely, but they are coming back. And God is ready for them again to see if they have learned their lesson or they will continue to disobey him. Merciful God, tonight we pray, O Lord, do not take away our rest from war, from us in the name of Jesus. Daddy, the rest from war, Father, that you have given unto us and our household. Oh, the rest from trouble that you have given unto us, Father, because of sin, we have faced war. We have faced terrible things, trouble. Daddy, we pray tonight, do not take away our rest. Do not take away our peace from war in the name of Jesus. Disobedience is a great thing that can put one into war, that can make God to put one to see trouble. I decree and declare that today we and our household, we will not be disobedient people, even unto our God in the name of Jesus. As from tonight, we will listen to God. We will not refuse what he has us to do. We will yield to his counsel and his purpose for our lives in the name of Jesus. Merciful God, do not prepare God to destroy us and our household members because of their disobedience. Now God prepare Gog and ask him to gather other nations, strong army. Remember that verse 1 said that, Gog, you are an important leader, an important warrior, an important destroyer. I decree and declare that one in the camp of your enemy that consider and they know that he is an important destroyer, the wicked one in their camp. God will not prepare such against you. God will not allow such to rise against you and against me. Such will not rise up against our household members in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Verses 9 to 10. But you will come to attack them. Look at God now told God, you will come to attack the Israelites that are coming back from all nations that they have been scattered. You will come like a storm. You will come like a thunder cloud covering the land. Because you are not coming by yourself. You are coming with hosts of armies that you gather from nations, different parts of the earth. And you and all your groups of soldiers from many nations will come to attack them. This is what the Lord God says. At that time, an idea will come into your mind. You will begin to make an evil plan. Look at Almighty merciful God tonight. Forgive our sins of disobedience against you at any time and in any way in the name of Jesus. Merciful God, please forgive the sins of disobedience against you by our household members in any way at any time in the name of Jesus. Almighty God, please forgive the sin of disobedience for our leaders, Father, political leaders and religious leaders in any way, in any form. Father, all their sins of disobedience that can make you even to raise up God to attack us. Father, tonight, because you're a merciful God, forgive us, O God. Forgive them, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. Almighty God, by your mercy and unfailing love, arrange no King God to invade our lives. Arrange no King God to invade our lands and that of all ours in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. My brothers and my sisters, let us not forget that God is God and he is an unquestionable God. He chose to use Gog, the important, powerful warrior and fighter of the time, to gather armies from other nations to fight Israel, so that God can show himself great and mighty God, to display his unfailing love for Israel, his chosen people, out of all the people on earth, according to Deuteronomy chapter 7 verse 6 that says, for you are a holy people who belong to the Lord your God. Of all the people on earth, the Lord your God has chosen you to be his own special treasure. And also Apostle Paul referenced this when he declared unto us, believers in Christ, in 1 Peter 2:9a, that says, but you are not like that. You are a special group of people that God has chosen. You serve God like priests who serve a king. You are his own holy people who belong to him. Almighty, merciful God, because you have chosen us, you have made us your people. Father, we pray, O Lord, raise no evil thinker, raise no evil planner against us, raise no evil thinker, raise no evil one like God against any members of our household, in the mighty name of Jesus. Remember, you call us your own. Remember, you have chosen us. We are treasures, special treasure to you. Daddy, please have mercy and do not raise any evil God, any evil thinker, any evil planner against us, against our land, against our lives, against our family members. In Jesus' mighty name, amen, amen, and amen. Verse 11 to 12 of that Ezekiel chapter 38 says, this is God. Continue talking to God. You will say, I will go attack the country that has town without walls. The people there live in peace and think they are safe. There are no walls around the city to protect them. They don't have any lock on their gates. They don't even have gates. I will defeat them and take all their valuable things away from them. I will fight against the place that were destroyed, but now have people living in them. I will fight against the people who were gathered from the nations. Now they have cattle and property. They live at the crossroad of the world. See, that is, this from this verse 11 to 12, that was the thought of the heart of King Gog, the evil thinker, the evil planner, the one that God raised to go and invade and attack the Israelites. This was everything that he was saying. This was what was going on. I will do this, I will do that, I will do that. Beloved in the Lord, not that happened, not everything that happens in our lives or in our lives that God does not know. Let me tell you, if God did not permit anything, it will not happen. Remember the case of Job. God allowed Satan to touch his health. If not, he cannot. But God said, you cannot touch his life. This that happened to the Israelite, God allowed it for a purpose. But let me tell you, regardless of what God allowed in our lives, he still loves us. His unfailing love for us never ceases, never comes to an end. He said, I have loved you eternally. That is our God. In the book of Psalm 105 verse 14, the Bible says, but through it all, he will not let one thing be done to them apart from his decision. Let me tell you, regardless of what you are passing through, through it all, go and read that Bible verse again. Psalm 105 verse 14, through it all, he will not let one thing be done to them apart from his decision. Nothing can happen to you unless God permits it. Nothing can happen to me unless it's the decision of God. That's why he is the Almighty God. That's why he's the God that you cannot compare with any God. Whatever thing you are passing through, see God with you. See that God knows about you. He knows that situation and he will take you through. Because through it all, he said, when you pass through fire, I am with you. It's not that I did not know that that is fire, but see my abiding presence, my unfailing love with you. It says, he destroyed many a king who tried. Anyone that tried to hurt you, anyone that tried to compound issues for you, anyone that seized the opportunity even to take advantage of you because of what you are passing through. Oh, God destroys such. That is what that Bible passage is saying. Look at all those nations that Israelites were scattered unto after they have maltreated them and they have done evil unto them. God repaid them. God judged them. Almighty, merciful God, do not let any evil be done against me. Do not let any evil be done against us and our household members. In the name of Jesus. Father, Almighty, merciful God, Tonight, destroy King Gog, who have tried or is trying to hurt us, that is trying to hurt any members of our household in any way and by any means. In the mighty name of Jesus, Almighty, merciful God, in your unfailing love, silence all our enemies and destroy all our foes. For we are your children, for we are your royal priesthood, for we are your servant, for we are your special treasure, for you have chosen us to be called your own. Daddy, we say tonight, by the power of unfailing love in our life, silence all our enemies, destroy all our foes, in the mighty name of Jesus. That is according to Psalm 143 verse 12. Almighty, merciful God, by your unfailing love for us and our household members, tonight, wipe away everyone who is making life hard for us, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we pray, O Lord, destroy them from following us. Those ones that are making lives miserable for us, in any way, by any means, in the name of Jesus. By your love for us, O Lord, because we are the chosen generation, we are your royal priesthood, holy nation, pure people, set apart to show forth your glory. Daddy, we pray, O Lord, arise and wipe away everyone who is making life, group of people that are making life miserable and hard for us, in the name of Jesus. Amen, amen, and amen. You see what God did, even for Pharaoh and his people in the land of Egypt. What is that thing that God cannot do for you, even to fight against your enemies? Verse 13 to 14 of the same book of Ezekiel 38 says, Sheba, Dedan, a merchant of Tarshish, and all the city they trade with, we ask you, did you come to capture valuable things? You see, when they see Gog, that destroyer, that evil planner, that important fighter, warrior that God chose, so they will ask him, have you come? Because we know we are powerless. Have you come to capture valuable things? Do you bring your groups of soldiers together to grab the good things and to carry away silver, gold, cattle, and property? Did you come to take all those valuable things? Son of man, speak to God for me. Tell him that this is what the Lord God says. You will come to attack my people while they are living in peace and safety. Oh, what is that thing that sin can brought to someone's life? When you disobey God, when you forget to worship him, when you forget to reference him, when you are not faithful to him, when you say, God, sit down, your time is too slow for me. Or when you say, God, you are not quick to answer this prayer, and you went and seek other God's help. See what God brought against his own people. Almighty, merciful God, please permit no troop of the wicked ones, even in our lives and in our lands, in the name of Jesus. Almighty, merciful God, by your unfailing love for us and for our household members, let not the enemy take away our goods and valuable things from us, in the name of Jesus. Father, do not permit God, even the destroyer, the wicked fighter, to destroy and to take away valuable things from our family members, in the mighty name of Jesus. Almighty God, merciful God, let not the enemy attack us while we and our household member are living in peace and safety, in the name of Jesus. Daddy, we covet peace. We covet rest all around. We want safety all around. When we go and when we come back, when we are sleeping, resting, Daddy, please permit no enemies to attack us while we are living in peace and in safety, in our homes, in our neighborhood, in our city. Please, God, by your mercy, we know we have sinned against you, but please do not set up enemies against us while we are living in peace and safety. In the name of Jesus, amen and amen. Verse 15 to 16 says, you will come from your place. This is God still talking about God. You will come from your place out of the far north, and you will bring many people with you. All of them will ride on horses. You will be a large and a powerful army. You will come to fight against my people Israel, all because of sin of disobedience. Oh God, God, God cannot stand the sin of disobedience. Let me tell you, obedience is better than sacrifice. You cannot disobey God and say you will sacrifice. No, no, no. God wants you to obey him to the letter. God wants you to listen to him and do what he asks you to do. My brother and my sisters, hear what the word of the Lord says. God said he's going to set up Gog, even that important fighter, to come and fight against his people Israel. He said you will be like a thundercloud covering the land. When that time comes, I will bring you to fight against my land. Then God, the nation, will learn how powerful I am. They will learn to respect me and know that I am holy. They will see what I will do to you. What a loving and caring God is our God. Because of his love for his people, he disciplined them harshly by sending King Gog, the important warrior of the time, to attack Israel, to draw their attention to him, and to bring them back to himself as his treasure people on earth. It is better to be punished by a loving Almighty Father and be saved than him to let us go to destruction. God said unto David by prophet Samuel in 2 Samuel 7:14 to 15 that I will be a father to him, and he will be a son to me. When he sins, I will punish him with the stick of men, and I will let the sons of men hit him. But my loving kindness will not leave him, as I took it away from Saul, whom I took away from you. Almighty, merciful God, by your unfailing love towards us and all ours, Daddy, for our sin, do not punish us with the stick of men in the name of Jesus. Merciful, loving Father, tonight, do not let the sons of men hit us or any members of our household for sinning against you, O God, in the name of Jesus. My brothers and my sisters, this was King David's request when it was counted unto him as sin for taking censor, counting the people of Israel. God asked him to choose his punishment. He said in verse 14 of 2 Samuel 24, this is a hard decision, God. David replied, God, this is a hard decision. When the servant of God came to him and opened his and exposed his sin, that this that you have done is abomination before God. And God presented to you, choose which type of punishment you want. David replied, but it is better to fall into the hands of the Lord, for his mercy is great. For his mercy comes not to an end. For his mercy never ceases. For he is great in mercy. For he is full of mercy. For our God is merciful God. Oh, it is better for me to fall into the hand of God than into the hands of men. Almighty, merciful God, by your great mercy, please, let us not, and let not any members of our household fall into the hands of men for the punishment of our sins at any time. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God is merciful. Man is not merciful. Oh, God is forgiven. Man is not forgiven. I decree and declare, merciful God, will not release you and me. Will not release any members of our household to be punished by man. In the name of Jesus, almighty merciful God, please let us not, and let not our family members get punishment for disobeying you, for disobeying your commander at any time in the name of Jesus. And let me tell you, it's better you don't even get punishment. Look at what happened even to the Israelites from this chapter of today. Look at all these things that God prepared even to use Gog against them, to invade their land, to take their property away, to destroy them, just because of the sin of disobedience. Oh, Father, it will not get to that level. That, Lord, you will cause us to obey you. Ourselves and our household members, we will fear you, we will obey you. Oh, we will honor you, we will respect you. Daddy, we will take your word into our hearts. We will not let it get to the time of getting punishment. Before we repented of our sin, before we come back to you, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. Do not forget King Nebuchadnezzar. He was terribly punished and even became animal before bowing down to the Almighty God. Taloto, Talod you, O Lord. Ta lo ju e lo la ye la ru ko si o ta lo to e olorun wa la ye la ru ko si o ta lo ju e lo. Unquestionable you are the Lord. Unquestionable you are the Lord. Unquestionable, unquestionable, unquestionable you are the Lord. God is a merciful, unquestionable God. He loved us so much. When he chastised us, it's because he loved us. God disciplined because he wants us to come back to him. Oh, you are there, you are far away from God. And what you are experiencing, you are still saying that if God is God, why can he allow this to happen to me? After all, they call him a merciful and loving God. Let me tell you, don't let devil preach that nonsense to you. God loves you. He who a father loves, he chastises. He who a father loves, he corrects. He will do everything to bring you back to himself, because he's not ready to lose you. He's not ready even to let you go into destruction, because he's not ready even to give you up to reprobate mind. Look at what he did to Pharaoh. Because he hardened his heart. Look at what he did. My brother, my sister, I decree and declare, humbly you will fall on your knees tonight and you will ask God for forgiveness. You will say like that prodigal son, for you will come back to your senses and you will arise and go to God and ask for forgiveness to take you back. And as you do so by his unfailing love, oh, he will robe you with his glory and his beauty again. In the name of Jesus, amen, amen, and amen. Verse 17 of that, Ezekiel 38 to 17 to 20 says, this is what the Lord God says. At that time, people will remember that I spoke about you in the past, God is talking about it, that I've spoken about this in the past for my people. Only they turn their deaf ear towards me. They will remember that I used my servant, the prophet of Israel. They will remember that the prophet of Israel spoke for me in the past and said, I will bring you to fight against them. The Lord God said, at that time, God will come to fight against the land of Israel. I will show my anger. In my anger and strong emotions, I make this promise. Oh, merciful God. We should not let it get to that. Don't let it get to that. Let me tell you, our God is an emotional being. He wants you. He desires you. That is the purpose of creating you in his own image. He wants people that he can relate with. He said, I make this promise. I promise that there will be a strong earthquake in the land of Israel. At that time, all living things will shake with fear. The fish in the sea, the birds in the air, the wild animals in the fields, and all the little creatures crawling on the ground will shake with fear. The mountains will fall down, and the cliffs will break apart. Every wall will fall to the ground. Repentance and returning to God is the solution for this not to happen to disobedient group of people, to disobedient child of God. God did all this because of his love for his people. Beloved in the Lord, our God can be terrible in doing what's right to save his people, as he did unto Pharaoh and his people. Like he did unto Korah, Dothan, and Abiram in the book of Numbers chapter 16 verse 31 to 32. Go and read it. They sinned against him because they grumbled against Aaron and Moses. Almighty, merciful God, please do not judge us and our household member for our sins in order of Korah, Dothan, and Abiram. In the mighty name of Jesus, almighty, merciful God, we are sinners, pleased by your great mercy. Forgive and erase our sins of disrespecting you and disobedience against you in any way, at any time, in the name of Jesus. Oh, let me tell you, my brother and my sister, when God has finished to use Gog, the judgment of God was pronounced on him. The one God raised up as weapon in his hand against his people. Remember, I said earlier, God, do not use me as weapon of your anger. Because if God should use you, you make yourself, you God use you as weapon to fight his own people, you are in trouble. That's why you have to know how to pray that God use me for your glory. Don't use me as weapon of anger. Verse 20 to 23 of the book of Ezekiel, chapter 38 says, the Lord God says, on the mountain of Israel, I will call for every kind of terror against Gog. See what God pronounced against Gog. His soldiers will be so afraid that they will attack each other and kill each other with their sword. I will punish Gog with disease and death. I will cause a storm, fire, and sulfur to rain down on Gog and his group of soldiers from many nations. Then I will show how great I am. I will prove that I am holy. Many nations will see me do these things, and they will learn who I am. Then they will know that I am the Lord. I decree and declare by the power of God's words tonight, coming for you and for me, all kind of terror will fall upon all that man, that woman, that group of people that represent God in our lives and in the lives of our household members. In the name of Jesus, every kind of terror we fall upon evil God in our lives, in the lives of our family members, in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare that terror is against all that represent King God in our lives, in the life of our family members. I decree and declare fear to fall upon all people in the camp of God, in our lives and in the lives of our family members, all those that he gathered together, all those that anyone that represents God gathered together, that they come together to fight us, that he used as a soldier. I decree and declare, fear will fall upon them tonight in the name of Jesus, by the power of the word of God. As the mouth of the Lord has said it, I decree and declare that all his armies will begin to fight and kill each other with their own sword in the name of Jesus. Tonight, in the name of Jesus, remember what happened to nations that stood up against Jehoshaphat. They started helping to kill each other. So the Lord will do in the camp of your enemy and of my enemy, in the camp of the enemies of our household members, in the camp of the enemies of the body of Christ, in the camp of the enemy of our land, in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare, according to verse 22 of Ezekiel 38, that tonight God will punish Gog in our lives and in the lives of our family members, even with disease and death, in the name of Jesus. That man that stands as Gog in your life, in my life, according to the word of God, as the Lord has said it, so the Lord will punish even with disease and death, in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare that God will cause hailstone, fire, and suffer to rain on anyone that stand and represent as King God and his soldiers in our lives and in the lives of our household members, anywhere they are, at any rank, in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. And lastly, verse 23, Almighty God, merciful God, by your unfailing love for us and for all our household members, you will do all this thing against anyone that represents God in our lives and in the life of our family members, so that the world will know that you are the I am that I am, that you are the Almighty God, that you are Jehovah, that you are the only one in us and in the lives of all ours, in the name of Jesus. For you will be known as the greatest God, no one else like you, in our lives. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen, 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 and amen. Same time next week, go in this, that God's unfailing love is with you, and he will see you through it all. The love of God will not fail over you and over our household members, and over me, in Jesus' mighty name. You are blessed and highly favored. God is judge in your life and judged forever, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen, amen. Same time next week. Remain blessed. I love you. Becky Adedokun. Bye-bye.